Okay, Bill, thank you for joining us. This year, 2008, marks not only your last CES, but your 15th CES. Looking back over the years, some of your maybe favorite moments, most memorable occasions?
Well, CES is where I introduced the idea of the digital decade, that the Windows PC connected to the internet would really change the way we think about photos and communication. And now it's exciting. In my last keynote, we're on the verge of the next digital decade. The devices working together, using services in the cloud, natural interface. So it's been fun to track the magic of software and how that combined with the great work our partners do has really enabled whole new experiences, new ways of learning, new ways of having fun.
Okay, and the trends and evolution of consumer electronics over the last 15 years, how do you see that progressing in the next 5, 10, and 15 years as well?
Well, certainly I see it as more software-centric, making it easy to move your information around. I see it as more user-centric because you'll have services in the cloud that will connect all your devices so you can move from the car to the phone to your TV to your PC and have all the information show up for you. The ease of use, the speech, the ink, the touch, all these things are exploding, and that's about software. So, you know, we see the opportunity as we're making breakthrough R&D to go to a whole new level.
And has the audience changed, or are we seeing the same audience from 15 years ago?
Well, the great thing about the magic of Windows is it's always been a consumer product and a business product. The consumer is driving a lot of the demands in terms of neat new video things. But as we look on the business side, we see that telephony is changing. You won't have that crummy PBX phone. You'll have software that's a lot better than that. So it's really the very broad audience now, over a billion people using Windows PCs. Our latest version, Vista, out with 100 million users now.
Now, partnerships are focusing very heavily this year at CES. Can you tell us about some of the partnerships Microsoft is announcing and talking about this year at the show?
Well, our success has always been based on working with partners, from the people who make the Windows PCs out to the great software companies. Yeah. Now that's even broader because we have the phone companies and the content companies. Here we've got new PCs, people like Lenovo, Asus, all our partners really stepping up there. We have great new content, Disney doing new content, MGM doing new content, great people doing games both on PC and on Xbox. And so it's through those partnerships that all the different pieces come together.
Okay. And have you had a chance to walk the floor here at CES yet?
No, I do that, and tomorrow's my day. I've got people looking, so I make sure I get to see all the hot new things.
And a few things you want to go check out that you know that's going to be on the floor?
Well, the CES is about the new big displays, how the LCDs are moving forward, the latest ideas in the phones, and how it all gets integrated together. So hopefully there'll be some fun surprises.
Okay. So the keynote's tonight at 6:30. Can you tell us about what you're going to be demoing actually on stage?
Well, it's a mixture of the progress of last year, the very concrete things that are real with Windows, Windows Live, Xbox, Zune, Media Room. And then the second half is more where I look at what is going to come forward in this next decade. Is it's high resolution, and connecting up to services. So I've got new things with the Microsoft Surface. Mm-hmm. I've got a phone that doesn't exist today, but it recognizes where you are and tells you what's going on, recognizes people and buildings, and that's based on real code. So, you know, something that in the next decade people will almost take for granted.
And how important are services now in the evolution of consumer electronics?
Well, to make it work well for someone, your calendar, your photos, your contacts, you've really got to work between the PC and the phone. And even now people are seeing the car, the TV. So those cloud-based services, they're really a new form of magic. They connect it all together. They make it so that even if you lose your phone, your information is there. If you borrow a phone, it's there. So they're going to allow people to have a fluidity of moving back and forth that we've never had before. And that's why we say user-centric versus device-centric.
Okay, we're going to talk to Robbie Buck a bit later on about the consumer, the connected entertainment vision and how that's been evolving. Over the last 15 years, how do you see the connected entertainment vision for Microsoft changing?
Well, we're about the software and the magic of the software. That software has started to be in the Windows PC, big evolutions there. But now with the success of Windows Mobile, the cloud services we're bringing in, all the TV set things we're doing, we're in a very strong position to help these pieces really come together and connect. And Robbie's group is doing great work there.
Cool. And the partnership with Ford, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, it was a year ago that Ford Sync got shown for the first time, and that's really been an explosive success this last year. The reception's been strong, and Ford's agreed to now put it into a wide range of their cars. Over the next year, over 1 million cars are going to have Sync. So when you step into your car with your phone, you're able to talk, get at the media, send text messages, and they're expanding the services there. It just really shows how when we talk connections, we're talking everywhere you are.
So people know about, you have a house that's full of fantastic technology and future technology. Are you planning any upgrades to your house here in the U.S.?
Well, I haven't done anything dramatic, but I've got all the new LCD screens. I've got Xbox Live. I've got Zunes connected up to it. Really rolling out the latest media center, connecting that all together. That's something I'll be doing this year.
And this is your last CES, but do you expect you'll come back maybe in disguise and walk around the floor and check out what's happening in future years?
Oh, I'm sure I'll visit from time to time. But in terms of doing keynotes every year, this is a big milestone.
Cool. Well, Bill Gates, thank you very much for your time, and congratulations on 15 years at CES.
Thank you.